Before you listen to Pilot Interview Preparation, I'd just like to let you know about my new podcast. High Performance Pilot is all about improving pilot effectiveness using the core competency matrix. Each week, a new behaviour from one of the competencies. We'll discuss what it is, why we need to be proficient in it, and how we achieve that proficiency. Join me on High Performance Pilot, out now. Welcome to the Interview Preparation Podcast. Whenever you have an interview, it is important you present the best version of yourself. Some people are naturals, but for most of us, we can improve our performance with a little help and advice. My name is David Summers, a professional pilot of over 30 years, and I'm here to do just that. In the previous episodes, we have heard how to answer questions at that all-important pilot interview to make you stand out above the rest. The secret lies in relating your answers to the core competency matrix. Having posed the questions in previous episodes, we will now look at a specific answer to five of those questions. How do you get the best out of the people you work with?
I think the best way to get the best from people is by empowering them to do their job. Firstly, by creating an atmosphere of open communication and so allowing the free flow of communication. Secondly, by encouraging contributions and giving value to what is said. Thirdly, involving colleagues in planning and option generation. Lastly, by demonstrating empathy for your colleague's experience level, and then mentoring them to achieve their best.
Thanks, Tom. In this answer, we have used the performance indicators contained in the leadership and teamwork competency. Specifically, creating an open atmosphere. Secondly, involving others in planning and allocating activities fairly and appropriately according to abilities. And finally, demonstrating empathy, respect, and tolerance for other people. By answering in this manner, we have shown an understanding of the core competency matrix and demonstrated strong leadership characteristics. Can you give an example of when you made a mistake and how you recovered from it?
Early in my career as a first officer, I had a bird strike during the takeoff roll. This caused distraction from the primary task of completing the climb sequence, which resulted in us failing to retract the gear. We only recognized this when we had an abnormally low rate of climb. Reacting badly, we selected gear up without checking the airspeed. I learned the effect of startle and the importance of aviate, navigate, communicate. The prioritization of secondary tasks and the value of good communication is a lesson I have carried forward.
Here we have accepted an error and therefore shown good leadership and teamwork skills. By understanding why it occurred and how we should have managed the situation, we have shown an understanding of the competency workload management. What are the importance of SOPs?
Fundamentally, SOPs are important because they allow for improved workload management. Each pilot understands what is expected of them and their colleagues. This in turn increases spare capacity, which results in heightened situational awareness. Following SOPs allows the aircraft to be flown in accordance with the manufacturer's and company's guidance, and so it ensures it's operated safely. Finally, by following SOPs, there's a flow and rhythm to the operation. Therefore, it's more likely a crew will pick up on omissions following distractions and interruptions.
By highlighting workload management and situational awareness, we are showing an understanding of the result of compliance with SOPs, and by inference, how important they are. The interviewer should be left in no doubt that you will follow theirs, and so have a tick in the box marked employable. What would be your initial actions following an engine failure on takeoff?
I would employ the principle of aviate, navigate, communicate, and so initially control the aircraft. Only when the aircraft is under control both laterally and vertically would I move on to other actions. I would have included in my briefing the importance of monitoring by the PM during this eventuality.
With the prioritisation of the primary task, we have incorporated the idea of workload management. Discussing the importance of monitoring highlights our understanding of situational awareness. Note there is no mention of V2. I feel it is better to concentrate on high-level actions rather than on detailed ones. If the interviewer wants more information, they will ask for it. And now the follow-up to the previous question. Once you have contained the failure, what would you then do?
Once the aircraft has reached 400, is navigating safely both vertically and laterally, plus the crew have the capacity, we would identify the failure independently. Following agreement, we would carry out any memory items, being mindful of continued effective monitoring, and continuing to aviate, navigate, communicate. I would engage the autopilot to reduce workload. Following checklist completion, I would continue as per our emergency briefing, and when appropriate, start the failure management process.
Thanks again, Tom. And of course, what he meant to say at the beginning of that answer was 400 feet AGL. Again, we have shown our understanding of workload management with our continued attention on the primary task of flying and the use of the autopilot. We have shown good situational awareness prior to commencing any checklist, and mentioning the failure management process demonstrates our knowledge of it and opens up a further question from the interviewer, which we will be more than capable of answering. So there you have it, 5 potential answers to 5 non-technical questions. Remember, these answers are designed to get you to think core competencies and are just a guide. It is important for you to put your own personality and ideas into each one. The next episode will cover another 5 answers to non-technical questions, giving you the foundations to build a portfolio of answers that will provide the confidence to succeed. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Pilot Interviewed podcast. I hope you found it useful. If you have, please rate it and review it. If you want to share your interview experiences and what you've learned from them, the address is in the show notes. You can also contact me if you want any advice on your upcoming interview. Thank you for listening to Pilot Interview Preparation. Before you go, a quick reminder of my new podcast, High Performance Pilot, out now.